pissed off seller. I'm gonna give you how to deal with real estate seller. I'm gonna give you some few tips on dealing with real estate sellers, because you know this is a real estate seller. This is all coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about pissed off seller. I'm gonna give you how to deal with real estate seller. I'm gonna give you some few tips on dealing with real estate sellers, because you know this is real estate sellers is how you find, or it's like the very very basic point of finding your deals if you're looking to engage in wholesaling real estate. Wholesaling real estate is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties, locking them up under contract and selling the contract, the right to use that contract, selling that right to other people for $5, $20, $40, $82,000, which is my highest ever. It's a very lucrative business model. It's absolutely doable under two conditions. You have to be able to market, learn how to market, mass media marketing, not knocking on doors. I'm not talking about driving for dollars. If you want to be able to do this deal and you have a 100% chance, and have a 100% chance you will do deals, you need to learn marketing, okay? If you want 1% chance you will do deals, then drive for dollars and knock on doors, okay? It's just an easier way to get frustrated out of the business. Every strategy works. I'm just giving you the best strategies that will give you a 100% chance that you will do deals. And that's to learn how to market to the mass at a time. Learn how to spend 100 minutes, okay? Sorry, learn how to spend 1 minute with 100 people as opposed to spending the next 100 minutes with one person that's most likely not motivated. It's a 1% chance they're motivated. You're spending the next 100 minutes with them because somebody sold you on the idea that you're one deal closer. I think you're one deal closer, but you're also like a few leads before you get to that one deal, okay? And that's the truth I'm willing to share with you that probably you won't hear anywhere else. So there's a question that came in, and if I have some time till, I'll share a quote with you. But let's go through the question first of all, and it has to do with a seller that's pissed off. Basically, a seller, you locked up a contract with the seller, and then you try to sell the contract, and then the seller noticed that you were trying to sell it at a higher price, and now they're pissed off, okay? Let me tell you a quick story. My first deal ever, I closed my first deal in December 2005, okay? And I locked that deal under contract. It's somewhere around like a month or maybe a little bit less before I closed the deal, just before Christmas 2005. And I was supposed to make $20,000. I used what you call an option contract. Basically, it was an option to purchase. It does the same thing technically. Basically, I put it under a contract, I think $195 or something like that, $195 contract. And then I sold it for $205, okay? $195, $205, $215. I sold it for $215. And basically, I found a buyer. I was gonna make $20,000. The first $20,000 I had ever seen in my life. I think the biggest money I've ever seen is probably $3,000 that I got back as a refund from using loans in school and stuff like that. But this was a $20,000 deal. That's not gonna be a loan. It's my money, income. It was gonna change my life. We got to closing, and this gentleman, greedy as hell, told me, "You're making $20,000." He saw the $20,000 on the hard statement, which is the closing statement. It was like, "You're making $20,000 off of me. I don't want to do the deal." And I'm like, "You don't want to do the deal?" And of course, a 25-year-old kid, and you know, 26. I just turned 26 at that time, and it was like I was shaking. Like I was like, "What do I do? What do I say?" And I made a mistake, which is okay. You know, I made a mistake. I said, "You know what? I'll give you an additional $10,000. And it was like, "You have a deal." And he gave me a handshake, and I made my first $10,000. And that was my first deal. It changed my life because I would never go back to a day job ever since then, right? Well, I was at FedEx. Once I quit FedEx, like a year after that, I would never go back to a day job because I was messed up. Basically, I got the bug. Entrepreneurship for life, which is what I am right now, right? So, but the point there is that at that time, what I could have done is that say, "Hey, I'll give you $1,000 more," and then he probably would say yes. Or he'll be like, "No, I'll make it two." And like, and I'll, "Okay, let's make it two." And then I would have made extra $8,000. But you know, that's that's hindsight 2020 vision, you know, we don't know. Bottom line is that I closed the deal, $10,000 that I never had, you know, and that changed my life. And I went on to do $3 million in revenue 2 years after, before the market crashed in 2008. Long story, we'll get into that later, right? So, but the point here is that I'm sharing with you here is that a pissed off seller is possible, okay? It's possible. And I don't want to sit down here and tell you that once you get a motivated seller, some people can get greedy. Greed is just emotions, human being emotions. It will happen. How do you handle it? You need some skills. You need negotiating skills. That's why I said if it was today, I would start small and then build it up until we create a deal as opposed to just giving him $10,000. I mean, honestly, he could have been like, no, I don't want 10. I want 15. You make 5. He could have done that. Thank God he didn't do that. Because even if he did that, I'll be happy and I'll keep it moving. I just made $5,000, right? But I made $10,000. You get the point, right? So this person says, hey everyone, what do you do if you have a property under contract and market it on Facebook, Craigslist, and wherever, and the seller sees it is property listed for a higher price than you got it under contract for? What do you do if seller gets on fire and blows a head gasket, aka gets really pissed off? So in real estate wholesaling, this is what happens. You make money when you find deeply discounted properties for mass media marketing. Why do I say that? You're supposed to be building a pipeline. So again, on the previous video, I shared with you how you have to be willing to walk away in a minute. And the only way you can do that is if you have a lead pipeline. That's always leads are coming in, so you don't feel like you're at the mercy of only one lead. You don't feel like you have to beg a person to do a deal with you. You have options, right? So that's the first step, okay, that you must have that. Now in the case you have that, you have a person that's pissed off, simply don't bite it, okay? Don't get the bug. If somebody is pissed off, the key to that situation is don't react. Let them get pissed off, let them express themselves in words. Hopefully you're dealing with an adult, right? Let them express themselves. Once they're done with that, they will calm down. They will feel sorry for themselves for acting out without you saying a word, okay? And you just sit down there and just say, so what do we do? What do you suggest? And you let them come up with the idea to solve the problem you have at hand. They're pissed off. That's an adult. They need to solve that problem themselves. Don't try to solve it. Don't catch the bug. Don't catch the anxiety. Let them solve the problem of getting pissed off as an adult in an adult transaction, okay? And your face, you don't have to laugh. You don't have to just be calm and wait. You have to be patient. Let them get that emotion through their skin, through their body, through their system. Then they'll calm down and say, so what do we do now? What do you suggest we do? You know, this is the contract that we signed, you know? And they say, hey, then basically you take it from there, okay? But here's something I wanted to point out. Before we get to that point, I thought there's a way you can have you could have avoided that, right? Let everybody know what you're up to. You're gonna make some money from this. I'm gonna lock this under contract. Of course, you understand we do this for business. This is how we feed our family. We have to pay our employees and stuff like that. But you're happy with this number, right? All right, so the way it works is, I'm gonna bring one of my investors, they're gonna purchase this property, and then we're gonna go do the deal. We're gonna fix the property up, and then we'll put it back on the market. Some of these investors are directly working with me, some of them are outside of my network. It's just a bigger network, okay? But basically, we're gonna make sure that we get you what you want, get you out of the situation so you can move on with your life. If you talk that way, they will never come back and disrespect you with, hey, you're making more money from you, okay? That's something I wish I learned back then on my first deal. I still made $10,000. But anyway, right? But the point is this, don't catch the anxiety. If they have anxiety because they realize you're making money from them, which you do have to spend money on marketing. You do have to build a business. So you're not exactly making, you have a silent partner, Uncle Sam, that you have to pay as well too. So if you believe in what they're saying, if you already believed yourself that you're taking advantage of them, then it will be difficult for you not to catch the anxiety. But if you know in your heart that, no, this is a business, you have a silent partner, Uncle Sam, you have other people you have to pay, you have employees, you have to invest back into marketing, then really you're not really making any money in this one deal. You make money from having a business, not from any one deal. So you should be willing to walk away and mean it. And if they can't work, they said, you know, that's just with the contract that we had. Then if they want an extra $1,000, $2,000, something like that, you could give that to them. You say, hey, I'll pay for a truck to help you move. Hey, I'll give you an extra $1,000, something like that. But don't ever get in the mindset that that you feel like you're taking advantage of them. Because if you feel that way, when they come back with you're making too much money, you're going to bite it because you believe that yourself. Okay? So that's the way that works. And I wanted to share that with you. How do you deal with pissed off sellers? You don't deal with it. They're an adult. Let them deal with that. You had a contract. Go with the contract. If they want an extra $1,000 or $2,000, give it to them and keep it moving. Okay? Don't ever split down the middle. By the way, I have a very strong feeling that the book Never Split the Difference is about this. I'm yet to read it. I need to go read it. It's a book by a Navy SEAL guy about negotiation. I recommend that you read it because everybody swear by it. I believe it's probably what they thought. Never split the difference, right? Because you're in a business, okay? And you deserve any kind of deal you strike. That's it. It's as simple as that. And you still have to build a business. And don't forget, you have a silent partner, Uncle Sam, to pay taxes to. So don't ever feel like you don't deserve what you get or what you negotiate. You deserve it. If you believe that, they will believe it with you. If it's not an issue for you, it's not an issue for them. Does that make sense? So that's what I have for you. If you're brand new here, make sure you go grab this book right now, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Everything is in here. 300 pages. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. If you go there right now, I'll give you my second book, Real Estate Money Secrets, for free. You can go there right now. If you prefer it in paperback like this as well too, the options are there. Or you prefer audiobook, the options are there as well. Or you prefer Kindle, the options are there as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.